What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what advice do I have for college graduates interested in getting involved in the spheres you've tapped into? Certainly I'd invite you to apply for a job at SolarCity or Tesla or SpaceX. If that doesn't work for whatever reason, then I guess apply to jobs at other companies in that arena or try starting a company. The space business is quite hard to start a company in the space business because it's such a capital intensive business. So it may be better to do something in solar power. Or if you're going to do it in cars, do it in as kind of a component supplier for cars or something like that.
If you study engineering and you figure out how to design new things, then it's relatively easy to start a company. You just need to get a few like-minded people with you.
How did you get the expertise to be the chief technology officer of a rocket ship company?
I do have a physics background. That's helpful as a foundation. And then I read a lot of books and talked to a lot of smart people.
You know, I think my sort of drive to get it done is somewhat disconnected from hope, enthusiasm, or anything else. I just actually just don't care about hope or enthusiasm, or motivation. I just give it everything I've got, irrespective of what the circumstances may be. You just keep going and get it done.
What is the one thing that has surprised you about your life?
Oh, one thing. Wow. Well, I'm surprised by the whole thing, honestly. I certainly didn't expect for any of these things to happen, honestly. I knew I wanted to be involved in technology, in fact, the only reason I started a company back in 95, an internet company, was because I couldn't get it. There were only a few internet companies, and I couldn't get a job at any of them. I tried to get a job at Netscape, sent my resume in, and tried hanging out in the lobby, but I was too shy to talk to anyone. And then I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll have to start a company because I can't get a job anywhere.
I wouldn't say I'm fearless. In fact, I think I feel fear quite strongly. But if what I'm doing is important enough, then I just override the fear.
I think also people tend to overweight risk on a personal level. It's one thing if you've got, you know, a mortgage to pay and kids to support, and that if you were to deviate from your job, that, well, how are you going to feed your family and pay the rent? And okay, that's understandable. But let's say you're young and you're just coming out of college or coming out of high school or whatever. What do you risk? You know, you're not going to stop. I mean, it's really certainly not in any kind of modern economy. It's so easy to earn enough money just to live somewhere and eat food. So I don't know what are the people really afraid of. They're mostly afraid of failure, I think, but people should be less risk averse when there's not much at risk.
I always had sort of a slight existential crisis because I was trying to figure out what does it all mean? Like, what's the purpose of things? And I came to the conclusion that if we can advance the knowledge of the world, if we can do things that expand the scope and scale of consciousness, then we're better able to ask the right questions and become more enlightened. And that's really the only way forward.
What drives you? What is it that when you wake up in the morning Do you see a problem and you want to solve it?
I think the thing that drives me is that I want to be able to think about the future and feel good about that. That we're doing what we can to have the future be as good as possible, to be inspired by what is likely to happen, and to look forward to the next day. That's what really drives me is trying to figure out how do we make sure that things are great and going to be so, and that's the underlying principle behind Tesla and SpaceX. I think particularly for Americans, think about America is a nation of explorers. People came here from other parts of the world, chose to give up the known in favor of the unknown. So I think exploration, I think the United States is a distillation of the human spirit of exploration.
I mean, I thought both Tesla and SpaceX would fail at the beginning.
Yeah. You saw it?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Really?
Of course.
But nevertheless, you put all your money in that.
I expected to lose it. Well, technically, what I thought was, well, I'll take half the money from PayPal, and if I lose half of it, that's okay. But then, of course, the companies encounter difficulties, and then I have a choice of either let the company die or put all the money into the companies. And so I really didn't want the companies to die, so I put all the money in the companies. Yeah. And then I had to borrow money from friends to pay living expenses. It's just looking just for evidence of exceptional ability. And if there's a track record of exceptional achievement, then it's likely that that will continue into the future. Well, it really depends on the stakes. If the stakes are high, if it's really important, then one should, will overcome the fear and just do it anyway. But essentially, drive overrides fear. But I feel the fear. It's kind of annoying. I wish I felt it less.
Toward the end of 2008, SpaceX prepared its fourth attempt.
We were running on fumes at that point. We had virtually no money.
So a fourth failure...
A fourth failure would have been absolutely game over. For SpaceX, the first three launches failed. Just barely able to scrape together enough parts and money to do the fourth launch. If that fourth launch had failed, we would have been dead. So multiple failures along the way. I tried very hard to get the right expertise in for SpaceX. I tried hard to find a great chief engineer for the rocket, but the good chief engineers wouldn't join, and the bad ones, well, there was no point in hiring them. So I ended up being chief engineer of the rocket.
But Flight 4 was flawless. In Musk's world, it lit the darkness.
When critics say you can't do this, your answer to them is,
we've done it.
And then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. If other people are putting in 40 hour work weeks and you're putting in 100 hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
Work hard, every waking hour. That's the thing I would say. And I mean, if you do simple math, say if somebody else is working 50 hours and you're working 100, you'll get twice as much done in the course of a year.
I think it's important that humanity become a multi-planet species. I think most people would agree that a future where we're a space-faring civilization is inspiring and exciting compared with one where we are forever confined to Earth until some eventual extinction event. That's really why I started SpaceX.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.